I call our diversity at Standard Chartered our superpower.
It's about using your voice and influence on the tables that you're a part of.
We have the influence to say, how are you doing on diversity?
What pushed you to carry on? Looking to today, your role at Standard Chartered as the Group General Counsel, what do you hope to achieve in that role from a diversity, equity and inclusion perspective?
Well, I think the main thing for me is I want to be there to help Standard Chartered in its success, obviously, but also in terms of its real passion for DE&I. And to be part of that team that does that. It's a real team behind this, because we believe passionately in this. I call our diversity at Standard Chartered our superpower. We have a footprint across the globe, in Africa, in Asia, in Americas and in Europe. And it's a really strong footprint that goes back, nearly 200 years, not quite, but nearly 200 years. And it's very, very strong. So that diversity is something at Standard Chartered that we hold very, very dear. And I'm very proud to be part of that. And I think to really make sure that, I'm playing my bit to really encourage that, to encourage inclusion, to encourage equity across, our footprint, so that actually, everybody can participate in that success and be part of that success and have wonderful careers at Standard Chartered, is what I was there to do. I came from a wonderfully diverse environment at the World Bank, and being able to walk into another one at Standard Chartered, I think has been a blessing in my career. It's really rare to find two institutions that are that diverse. Of course, we all have to do more when it comes to inclusion and equity. Everybody recognises that. But I think actually, once you've got that diversity, that's something really to treasure, because you can work on the other things. So it's really helping and working with my colleagues to make us truly unique in that sense, because then we will, we'll really fly.
Now, one thing the media picked up on, and I'm sure other general counsels are looking to your example, is you came into Standard Chartered Bank and set up a task force.
Yes.
What do you hope to achieve with that? And what is the task force in a nutshell?
Right. So when I came back to the UK after being at the World Bank, I was there for 5 years. I was not impressed by the efforts that had been made in the legal profession, particularly with the law firms when it came to D&I. Right. I thought more should be done. I wasn't really seeing it. It still seemed to be a very same old legal profession. There just wasn't that diversity I was expecting, especially having been in such a diverse environment in the World Bank and being in one in Standard Chartered. So I set up this task force with a few of our law firms, A&O being one, to really change the way we approach things in the legal profession, right? Fundamentally, so that we actually see that come through, and to work with other diversity initiatives and really make change and not just talk about change. So we're looking at doing apprenticeships at Standard Chartered. We're about to kick that off in conjunction with some of the law firms on the task force. We're looking at how we can break down some of the barriers to entry that are perceived rather than real for people looking at the profession, some of the ones I've mentioned before. We're looking at how we can really change things for people in the profession so their careers can really soar, and trying to get some data as well as where the attrition happens, etc., and what differences can be made. We've got a number of things. We're still working on that, so I don't want to say too much while we craft that, but it's to make real change in the profession and to really see that come through quickly, because that's the thing, rather than, oh, this is going to take time. It doesn't have to take time. We can do it now if we want to. So working with those law firms to make sure that we achieve that.
Completely. And it's about using your voice and influence on the tables that you're a part of to say, what are you changing for people that perhaps don't have access to the rooms you currently have access to?
Yes, exactly. As a GC, we work alongside our law firms. We need them very much. But we have the influence to say, how are you doing on diversity? What can we do to help? How can we work together to make this more of a diverse profession. We want to see it in our law firms, but how can we help you be more diverse? How can you help us be more diverse as well in-house? Because the profession really needs it. AI is coming around the corner. You know, all of those things that are going to change the way we do things, we're going to have to step up. We're going to have to be creative. We're going to have to be innovative. We're going to have to change the way we do things really fast. You know, it's as slow as the world is ever going to be right now. How are we going to do that? So you need the best people from everywhere. So not just the best people from the usual places. So we really need to do that in order for the profession to soar in the rest of this century rather than to wither and die.
Completely. I couldn't agree more. Now, one thing I like to ask all of my guests is, you've climbed the career ladder and you've reached a senior place within the firm that you're currently in. What's one thing, if you could go back in time, you would tell your younger self? Imagine it was 8-year-old Sandy in that classroom with the teacher. What's one thing now, looking back on your career, you would go back and tell Sandy?
I would think, don't be so fearful. Now, it will be okay in the end. Because you have a lot of fear when you're younger, right? Because you're imagining in your head how everything is going to work out. You're telling yourself this story. You've already got to the end. So when you get to the end, you think, right, I'm not going to do that. I'm not even going to try to do that. But we sometimes mix anxiety and fear together when it comes to our professions. So we think, oh my gosh, they're going to find out I can't really do this. It's going to be too difficult for me. I'm going to fail. You give yourself that whole narrative and then you don't even try. That's a mixture of anxiety and fear. Right? What you need to say is, well, it's going to be difficult, but I'll give it a go. I'm sure all the tools I need and the people I need will come if it's really for me. And if it doesn't work, it's okay anyway, but at least I gave it a go. Right? That's the right way to approach that. And if I knew that when I was much younger, I would have done so many more things. Give it a go, it'll be okay. There are always many more tools and people and things to help you than you can ever imagine. You're never on your own. That's what I didn't know, you are never on your own. So when someone looks up at me and, you know, doing whatever I'm doing, I have a team that helps me do what I do. I don't do it on my own. And as you go through the career ladder, you do have a team. And they help you achieve everything that you need to achieve. You are never on your own when it comes to actually the success you need to achieve. So don't be afraid of it. Don't let the fear get into you. It's natural to have an element of fear, which means you just want to do well and you're going to work hard. That's a good thing. But the anxiety is the bit that might stop you from doing it, which is kind of like, well, I've already put the story in my head about how this is going to pan out. Don't do that. Don't put the narrative in your head. Put a success narrative in your head and cross your fingers and just go for it. And guess what? Probably will work out. If it's what you really want to do, chances are very high it will work out. Don't give yourself the narrative of failure. Give yourself the narrative of success.
I'm sure for a lot of people listening or watching around the world, that will really strike a chord with them and for how they're currently feeling. So thank you for sharing. Now, as a last question on this podcast to you, your career has seen yourself travel all over. You spent 5 years at the World Bank, moved back to the UK for Standard Chartered. In the New Year's honours of this year, you received an OBE, so congratulations to you. I'm really interested in what's next for Sandy. Where do you see yourself perhaps in the years to come?
Well, I'm really enjoying my time at Standard Chartered at the moment. It's a wonderful place to work. And I think the diversity and inclusion there is just such a draw, really. The people and the culture is such a draw. And the footprint we're in is such a draw. So I just want to enjoy that for the moment, to be honest, and take my time at this stage in my career to really enjoy the job I'm doing. I think before it's always been a bit of hustle and bustle. Okay. So right now I'm just really enjoying that. I mean, the other thing I'm really enjoying is really learning banking in a way that I haven't learned before, because I haven't been on this side of banking before. So I've been in many sides of financial services. So it's a wonderful learning curve. But one day I would like to write a book. I think there's a bit of a writer in me. I would love to write a book on leadership and my experiences of that. So if that was the next thing I would do, that would be something. But I'm really enjoying what I'm doing right now. And you never know, an opportunity may arise at some point to take up a judicial role somewhere. I always keep that there because it's what I started with. So you never know. But if it doesn't materialise, again, it doesn't matter. Because actually, still putting it out there, you're not jinxing that idea that it might. It's just that's a reality that I've never really let go of. It's looking less and less likely as time goes on. But that is okay too, because there are always wonderful things that come along.
I really like that. And I'll definitely be keeping an eye out for that future book one day. Now, when we put pen to paper with this podcast, it was all about creating a community of inclusive thinkers and doers. And I think through this podcast, you've epitomised that. So I just want to say thank you for pulling up a seat. Thank you for supporting this A&O initiative. And I'm sure lots of people listening will have so much to learn from you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's been great. Thank you.